Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
I notice you don't have a resolution on the board. What's yours?
I want to do a cartwheel, but real casual-like, not make a big deal out of it. But I know everybody saw it. It's one stunning, gorgeous cartwheel.
How's it going?
I'm having a little trouble motivating.
One, two, three. I did it. I did a cartwheel.
You.
Oh, God.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Mayor Rick Kreisman, and you are listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back to the show. Zach Townsend is here. He's present.
Hey, gang.
Pal.
Hey, friends.
What's going on? Welcome to the show. Got voicemails this week. Vanessa Rao will be here shortly.
Who the heck is that?
Vanessa Rao is a, she used to be on CW44, which is a local UPN, or I don't even know if they go by UPN anymore, but it was like a local, you know, they showed the Wayans brothers 23 hours out of the day, and they'd throw in
Cheaters.
Pirates of the Caribbean, and then Vanessa would host a half an hour or something
of
live
what?
Programming. You know what, honestly, I don't know, that's what we're going to talk about today. I know Vanessa from Johnny B's show, because she does.
Wow, she sounds like a real interesting gal.
She is lovely, and she is very interesting, and I'm excited to talk to her. She'll be on shortly. Zach is here. This podcast is brought to you by Tap House 61, Zach's and I favorite place to go and get some brewskis.
Gotta love it, brothers.
Should I say, I buy beers, and Zach drinks them at this place.
Like I said, I'll say it again. I said it once, I'll say it again. Gotta love it, brothers.
2061 Central Avenue here in St. Pete. Taphouse61.com is the website. Wednesday night trivia. You ever play trivia, Zach? Do you like it?
No.
Yes, you do. You love it. You especially love it at Tap House 61. It's your favorite place.
I don't play trivia. I'm too busy watching Vanessa Rawlings on
nope,
UPN 44.
That's not it. That's not correct.
Whatever.
Vanessa Rao.
Whatever.
But anyway, Wednesday nights, you're
she
always
stinks.
At... stop! She's not even here to curse you out yet. To destroy you.
She's lucky.
I'm going to trash you so bad.
Oh, yeah.
During this interview. Yeah.
What the heck?
Oh, yeah. And you won't even be here for it, which is even better. But TapHouse61.
I'll be here.
Wednesday night, trivia. Check it out. Best place to get brews in town, if you ask me. Facebook.com/TapHouse61.
TapHouse61. Gotta love it, brothers.
That's right. That's a new catchphrase. And Trivia Salon and Spa. When's the last time you got your hair cut, Zach?
Last week. I go to Chago's. Shameless plug. Chago's Barbershop.
Well, Chago's is not a sponsor of this podcast. And I can vouch for Chrissy at True V Salon and Spa. She gives the best haircuts in the whole wide world.
True V Salon and Spa.
That's right.
Gotta love it, sisters.
You mumble mouth fool.
I really tripped on that one. Well, I just drank so much Mountain Dew. I'm like shaking.
Dew Nation. It says it right on the bottle.
Hashtag DewNationRewards.com. Gotta love it, brothers.
You've really just thrown in the towel and given up.
What the heck? Why? Because I'm drinking Mountain
Dew?
You're
drinking Mountain Dew and you're almost 30 years old, you fool.
I'm 27. You are 30.
That's almost 30 years old.
Okay. Well, don't talk to me about
throwing
in the towel.
You
wear sweatpants like 8 days of the week.
That's right, I do. It's a good thing about being in the radio biz. You can wear sweatpants whenever you want. Nobody's the wiser.
Yeah, especially when they don't employ you, technically.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, shush.
Who?
I'm sick of your lip.
I employ myself.
You're cruising for a bruising.
So anyways, Chrissy Parker, Truvy Salon and Spa. That's T-R-U-V as in victory, Y, salonandspa.com. You can make an appointment online. She's right on 4th Street North and 86th, right off the 86th intersection, 86th Street intersection. I think it's 8908 4th Street North, Unit B.
Truvy Salon and Spa. Gotta love it, sisters.
There you go. That's the sponsors for the week. Make sure you sign up for the Facebook. Like the page, facebook.com/HMB Radio. You follow me on Twitter.
The Homemade Podcast.
No, it's not the Homemade Podcast. I keep fighting with people about this. I don't think people do it on purpose, but whenever I talk to people, they go, what's your show, the Homemade Podcast? I go, no, it's not. It's the Homemade Broadcast.
You ever and
it's
think about HMB changing? Radio. HMP Radio.
What does that mean?
HPV Radio. How about that?
Well, I'll consider it, but no, I don't think so. HMB Radio. I have to tell them it's a Homemade Broadcast. It's under HMB Radio banner. HMBRadio.com is where you can find blog posts, podcasts, all that good stuff. So make sure you follow me on Twitter as well at @home_made_man. Same thing on Instagram. You can follow Zach at Smack Townsend on Twitter. What's your Instagram?
It's the same thing. Don't act like you don't know.
I'm just trying to get you.
I'm more popular than you on social media.
Get you engaged in.
I got tons of fans.
That's great. Good for you.
We call ourselves the Zach Pack.
You're part of your own
Wackies,
fan group.
The Wacky Zackies, yeah.
Part of your own fan group. President of your own fan club.
I know.
Fool.
I gotta show them love every once in a while.
But anywho, make sure you like
Keep the people fed.
Radio St. Pete too. Radio STPETE on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. All consolidated. That's the right way to do social media. Consolidate it all. Make it all one name. And that way people can find you easily wherever you're at.
Heck yeah. And make sure you follow us and tell your friends about the Homemade Podcast.
No. Homemade Broadcast, which is under HMB.
Like I said, folks, the Homemade Podcast. Yeah. Come on, folks.
Close enough. I still have stickers as well. You can get those if you email me or call the voice text line, 813-693-2124. Email me, thehomemadebroadcast@radiosaintpete.com, and I'll send you out some stickers on my dime. I'll pay for the stamp. Well, my work will pay for the stamp.
Wow, big spender.
That's right, and we'll get them out to you.
You got something you can stamp?
Yeah, I know. I actually have some voicemails that I did want to play this week, but you don't have headphones, so you're not even going to be able to hear them.
All right, I'm going for a walk.
All right. Well, this week we had a few callers. Actually, just one. He left two messages. Nighttime Weirdo. Do you know who that is?
Thankfully, no, I don't.
He calls in Anna's and I show on The Bone, midnights on 102.5 The Bone here at FM in Tampa Bay, or theboneonline.com. You can hear that at midnight, or download the app. Do you have The Bone app, Zach?
No, I don't. I do have the Homemade Podcast app.
Okay. Well, good enough. But
The Hoppy Hour app.
Yes.
Hoppy TV.
That's great. He has a Hoppy TV app, too?
Yeah.
He does.
I'm sure.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you should download his app. That's another guy that's a local guy around here doing podcasts. So check it out. So anyway, Nighttime Weirdo called in. I did some reading out loud last week on Johnny B, and I didn't prepare my quiz well enough. It was super long paragraphs, and reading out loud is impossible for
me. Especially when you're a moron such as yourself.
I'm not gonna argue with you there, but I had some problems pronouncing some words, so let's listen to Nighttime Weirdo's voicemail.
Will Koontz, it is Nighttime Weirdo. Hello, I'm listening to your podcast with Johnny B right now. It's just started. Excited about it. I have a terrible feeling in the pit of my stomach about something that I want to say, and I'm going to sound like a dick and totally whatever, but I'm still going to just put this out there. First of all, you're awesome, dude. You're so freaking talented, I got to say. I just last night when you were doing the reading, which I very much enjoyed, there was a word that you said probably at least 7 times, nuclear. And if you think about it, it's basically talking about the splitting of the nucleus. So the root word is nucleus, so it wouldn't be nuclear, it would be nuclear. And I was struggling with it last night. I certainly wasn't going to say it on air and put someone on the spot. And I don't know how else to say it. I'm being ridiculously overly serious about this, and I apologize for that. but just to sort of support the fact that I think it's nuclear and not nuclear, Johnny, just at the very outset of your podcast, said nuclear, I believe, correctly. And so he's super logical and super brilliant and pretty much never wrong, even if he thinks I'm a duplicitous weirdo, which I probably am. But doing my best here. Anyway, dude, good luck with everything. And it's your choice to say nuclear or nuclear, but I'm pretty sure it's nuclear, man. All right, have a great. I look forward to this podcast later.
Nighttime weirdo, check it in. Giving me the correct. I just said correct. Oh, boy.
What are you, a baby?
Yeah. I just, it's tough for me sometimes.
It's one of those days. Yeah. I'm on edge.
I know.
Smelling dude's not helping.
And especially because he was correcting me on how to say nuclear, which is, and then he called back because
nuclear.
I guess he thought about it a little more, and he had this to say.
I'm going to try not to have a meltdown and just to state the facts. You were right, Will Koontz, in your pronunciation. My mistake, my bad. You correctly pronounced whatever that word was, because last night I was binge-watching season two of Crashing, and the great Pete Holmes said, he mentioned twice in his stand-up, he spoke the word N-U-C-L-E-A-R in the exact fashion that you did. So this is a call to say, here's where I'm going to melt down, but I'm not. I made a grave mistake, and I apologize. But you probably saw this coming at some point, if I had any sense of accountability. Okay, man. All right, later.
Don't be so hard on yourself, nighttime weirdo. Honest mistake, and I appreciate you calling in and confirming the correct pronunciation of nuclear, Zach.
Hey, nighttime weirdo.
Talking to the mic, Radio 101.
Hey, nighttime weirdo. I didn't hear your message, but if you got anything other smart things to say, come say it over here. I got two things for you. Fist one and fist two.
He's not kidding, folks. Well, Zach,
what the
thanks
heck?
For coming in for thanks for coming in for the intro.
I scared all your fans away.
It's always a pleasure. Yeah, we
can't wait to talk to this lady.
You're not going to talk to her.
Laura,
I'm not even
Laura Vingham.
Yep.
From UPS.
That's correct. She delivers packages all over worldwide, and it's a great time. And Vanessa Rao will be here very shortly. Cool. Zach is leaving, thank God.
Okay.
And we can get along and start the show this week.
With Alyssa Goboth.
Yep. Close.
From NBC.
Fantastic Sam. Yep. Okay, Vanessa Rao this week on the Homemade Broadcast. Thanks for stopping by, Zach. It's always a pleasure.
Oh my God. I feel like a real horse's patoot. I'll tell you. Guess what happened? Zach's back.
Yeah. Remember he told me I wouldn't be here?
Well,
was that 2 days ago when we recorded the intro?
We recorded the intro 2 days ago.
Stopped by because I was bored.
Yeah. And you said, could I be on the podcast?
And he goes, no. And then guess who gets a text today? It's this morning. And he goes, hey, man. All nice. Well, hey, man. Like, that's when you know you really screwed the pooch. Hey, man. Because that's never how we address each other anyways.
Right.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's when I know. That's when I know one of my good friends really needs something serious. It's like, hey, man. Do you have $300? She's trying to keep the baby. Or like, hey, man. My grandma's dead.
Well,
I got a text saying, hey, man, think you could come over and record the podcast today? Well, 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 look at him calling back.
Yeah, it was, I got a text from Vanessa at lunch today saying, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. And I moved the podcast. I usually record on Wednesday evenings. However, for Vanessa, since she's in St. Pete on Thursdays, I changed it to Thursday. She did apologize, say, I'm very sorry, I know you changed it for me, but
I'm sure
just can't
she
make
meant it.
It,
too.
Well, we had a theory that this may be your fault. Because
this is my theory, and it 100% is my fault. That's why I actually am here, because I did feel bad.
I don't think that's what it is.
I 100% believe that's what it is.
Okay, so here's what happened. After we were done recording the intro, Zach goes, who is this lady? And I said, it's Vanessa. He goes, show me a picture. So I said, okay, hold on, I'll pull up her Instagram. And I pulled up the Instagram and go, here she is right here.
And he flips his phone towards me.
Flipped the phone towards him, and he goes, wait, let me see? and I put the phone down on the counter, and he double taps the photo from like 3 years ago or something like
and
that.
It's like 10:30 at night.
10:30 at night, yeah. So we have a theory that
my theory is
she got creeped out.
Not even that, but like I like the picture of like I'm pretty sure she has a boyfriend or husband or something.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure the guy. This is my theory. She's at home. It's 10:30 at night. Her and her husband cuddled up. They're watching like the latest episode of Modern Family on Hulu or something.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in their PJs. Her phone goes off. Ding. Her husband goes, "I'm here. Who the heck's texting you? You know, it's 10:30." She goes, "Oh, well, I got an Instagram link from the guy whose apartment I'm supposed to go over and be alone with tomorrow for about an hour." It's just us two, so I don't. And he goes, "Like hell you are."
"Like heck you are."
And he rolls up a newspaper and smacks her on the nose a couple times and says, "No, you're staying here."
So I have to bring that up. I don't think that's what it is. But I gotta tell you, if she shows up, she's on Johnny B show.
So
Thursday
that's
night.
If she shows up tonight.
At Johnny B?
Yeah. My theory
that's
is
definitely right.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm really interested. Is there going to be a way to tell your followers, not that they're really keeping track of the story, but if my theory's right or if you're...
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. If she is there tonight, I'll grab some audio with her tonight and say, "Hey, what the hey? What the hey happened tonight?" And then I'll tell her the story and see if that had anything to do with it. And I'll play it.
Well, she's there tonight. She's not going to own up to the story. It's not something you're like, yeah.
She might. She's pretty open. She's
nobody
cool.
Really, like, even if a creep comes up to somebody and he's like, "Hey, am I creeping you out?" Even normal people will say no.
Yeah.
But in their head, they're like, "Yeah, you are."
Yeah, I think she would, especially if I explain the story and tell her what happened. And she was like, "Oh my God, I was wondering about that. Yeah, what the hell?" And I'd just be like, "Oh, that's my dumb friend." And she'd be like, "Oh.
What the heck you just called me?" Local idiot.
That's my favorite insult. I can tell that
local
one stings,
idiot.
Too.
I know, that one really hurt when you called me the local idiot. On one. Why am I here, anyways?
I've
done so
idiot.
Much for you.
Oh, really? Oh, boy. You want to play this game?
You owe me.
I grace you with my presence.
You owe me.
I wish you would grace me with your funeral announcement. No, I'm just kidding. That's mean.
Whoa.
That's harsh. Did you see the video, speaking of beating,
change the subject. Anyway.
Beating women, did you see the video of that baseball player kicking the crap?
Yeah, I did. But I think that video is like 2 years old. Not that it has, not that it takes away from, but he really
shellacked her, boy. I mean, the Ray Rice video
was... Seriously, that guy was swinging for the fences, literally. Down that.
But he did it in a way where you could tell... Now, this is a... I think he was a minor league player.
You know what,
like,
you know what he
Astros
did? Is,
organization.
I'm pretty sure that... Yeah, no, his name is Danry...
Danry Vasquez.
Danry Vasquez,
is his name.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah. And it was a clear video. That was one of the clearest security cam videos I've ever seen. And so this fella takes her into the stairway at the stadium, it looked like.
The second the door closes.
Whaps her. Now, it wasn't a Ray Rice uppercut... closed, fisted punch, but it was you could tell he was kind of weirdly restraining himself. He didn't really he gave it to her pretty rough, like a backhand with closed fists.
Yeah, this guy was not bunting.
No, he was not. He definitely was.
This guy
not.
Was trying to get his batting average up. For
oh
sure,
my
the
goodness
way he was
So last I heard, he's signed to a minor league organization.
They kicked him off. After
and
that
they what do you? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about people losing their careers over...
I mean, over something you say, because I can get the height of emotion, mm-hmm. but you can't let emotions get the best of you. You can't hit a woman. You can't hit women. I don't stand for that.
What about if it's after they hit you 15 times? Can you get one in?
No, because any dude should be able to restrain a woman to the point where... Unless it's like Ronda Rousey hitting you 15 times, and maybe you can... Maybe throw an elbow or something. But, like, if a girl's hit you 15 times and you're not away from her by then, get in the car, get somebody else involved. Somebody else should be involved.
Have you ever been confronted with a violent woman where you were getting hit and slapped?
But then my friend, it ended up getting reversed. I was at, like, a concert when I was, like, 16, 17. And I remember this girl, my girlfriend at the time, this girl, like, hit on me and, like, my girlfriend approached her, and then my girlfriend and her friend started fist fighting. And my girlfriend, like, went to the bathroom, and, like, I was pissed. Like, I broke it up. Me and the girl's brother broke it up. Break it up. And I had a pizza in my hand, and I turned around, and the girls kept talking crap. And I turned around, and it was in a box. It was, like, a little deep dish, like, you know, like, the circle, the little
Personal pants.
Yeah, personal pants.
Yeah.
So I take the box and I turn around and I whip the pizza at the at that.
In the box or outside?
Well, it's
of
in
the box.
Box still, but then the box opens up and the pizza smashes over one of this girl, this whole girl's, like the front of her, like white dress, like everywhere, got all over.
Oh,
her.
Boy.
And I was like, this thing's way worse. And I start running up the stairs to like the concert. Long story short, these girls find me in the concert. I don't know where my girlfriend is. She's all like getting bandaged up by her friend. And that just proves, actually, girls have like no true friends, because this girl's best friends, my girlfriend at the time's best friend, they all vanished the second fist started getting thrown. I was like, where are they? Like, I can't jump in. Like,
right, right. Yeah, if your boy's getting jumped, you
yeah,
gotta,
I mean,
you
there's some guys
music.
Who, like, I don't even consider really good friends who I'd probably intervene.
Sure.
Not,
yeah, yeah. You
but,
have to. It's,
yeah.
it's guy code.
Anyways, this girl comes up to me, and she's about to hit me or whatever. And my friend goes, my friends are drunk, and one of my friends, Niall, his name's Niall, he comes up. They all come up, like, around him. Because, like, if you can see, this conversation's about to go down. He's super drunk. And he's like, hey, shut up. This girl's, like, talking so much crap to me, saying stuff that shouldn't be said or whatever. And, she, and then my friend Niall goes, hey, why don't you just shut up at the concert? I'm trying to listen to you. And she turns to him and just punches him in the jaw. He was a huge, he's a huge dude. He's a pretty big guy.
Yeah.
Big football player. He didn't even move.
Yeah.
And then she looks at all of us and then literally, like, puts her tail between her legs and runs the other way.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet, because it's not within
I think she
nature.
Thought, because she knew. It's like, what she just did opened up, like, none of us were going to hit her, but...
Right.
Even now, I was like, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
But even she knew, like, women know, like, if you're hitting a guy, like, you're asking to get hit almost back.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I mean, it's...
Bill Burr has that great bit about how he felt disrespected by his wife, who's now his now wife, because they were fighting, and she was hitting him, and then she hit him in the face, and he's like, she didn't even have the nerve to jump back like I was going to hit her.
Yeah, right. Well, because they know. I mean, it's always
some
taught.
Of them know, but some of them, like, I feel like that girl was like, oh, crap, I just did something that...
Do you ever
that
wonder
warrants,
that,
something
that,
bad?
Yeah, that was the first thing that went through my mind when I saw that video. I was like, what did she say to him?
Yo, you know what happened?
Send him
I
off
bet I heard, I was reading the story. Some dude, she was supposed to be on a podcast with this dude, and he liked the picture at 10:30 at night, and he saw that, and he brought her to the staircase. And
oh, man, poor young lady. I heard that he proposed to her, too, after the video was released today. Like, he put a ring on her finger.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that she's still with him is unfathomable.
Bonkers, right? I mean, it's got to be.
I would never
situation.
Be with a girl who hit me. Like literally hit me. Like, once in a while, yeah. Because I deserve it, for sure. I know I deserve to get hit.
Well, there's... No, you don't. You never deserve to be hit, but there's also a difference between a hit and a little, like, slap. Like, oh my gosh. Like, that's different. Because you don't
maybe,
even do that.
I mean, maybe it's like, I'm not saying it's warranted, but, like, it's... Maybe he found out she was cheating on him or something. And then he hits her, and then now she feels like, okay, well, I did something awful to him. Emotionally hurt him. I'm going to let him physically hurt me. Now we're even type thing.
Right.
That's, like, some people.
Yeah, I mean, I know that my strategy would be to hurt her mentally. I would play games mentally.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more impactful anyways.
That's how you win.
That is how you win.
The war of the mind. Yeah.
Speaking of winning, I got a text. Did I tell you this?
No.
From Schmucky McGee, I've been calling her. She's
who the heck?
I don't know if I called her Schmucky McGee with you, but I was dating that
oh,
girl.
Oh yeah,
very
you.
Briefly.
Oh, you did tell
did
me.
Did I tell
this.
You this?
Yeah. Well, listen again.
So
for purposes of the homemade
for,
podcast.
For the podcast, yeah. HMBRadio.com. Have you ever before we
HMB podcast?
Have you ever been with a lady, fellas, that has hit you? I want to hear about it. 813.
And did you deserve it? Because I'm owning up as a man. Will doesn't think he's.
You never deserve to be hit.
No, I definitely think you deserve to be hit sometimes. And some guys do.
Well, fellas, have you ever been in an abusive...
Like a drunk buffoon at the bar?
If you've ever been in an abusive relationship with a lady, I want to hear about it. 813-693-2124. That's a voice and text line.
I'm laughing when you get voicemails of guys like whispering in a closet, like crying. Like, she just got done hitting me.
I can't wait.
I can't wait.
That's going to be great. Yeah, 813-693-2124.
What's that guy's name? Local weirdo or whatever?
Nighttime weirdo.
That guy's definitely been hit by a couple women. Or, no, that guy's definitely been maced by a couple women.
Oh,
for
be
sure.
Nice to nighttime weirdo. What's the matter with you? 813-693-2124. Or you can reach us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/HMB Radio. Oh, so Schmucky McGee. So this is what dating's like for me. The worst possible experience. I know it's tough for everybody, but I only have my own anecdotal experience. I don't remember if I even told this story in a podcast. I definitely talked about it on Stay Woke. But I was dating this girl for a little bit. I went to a pizza party at her friend's house, which was actually pretty cool. They had
like this girl 6 years old?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She had a wood fire oven, and we made pizzas.
Hippies.
And sat around. They were very progressive
hippies
folks. Yeah, I got scolded for referring to one of the girlfriends as somebody's lady. She told me that they don't have possession over people here. That they call them partners.
Oh wow! Can you imagine what that girl, what that person's view on that Dan Rennie Fast Quiz video would be?
Oh my god, death!
Her head would explode.
Oh my god! Yeah, she would die. Yeah. So after I left, like when I walked in there, the girl I was seeing like didn't introduce me to anybody. I was just on my own, which is fine. I'm pretty good on with that stuff. Anyways, I can go around the room and say hello and whatever. But I got the vibe that she was just not into me. So after I left, she kind of...
Which is understandable, but go on.
Sure, absolutely. And I didn't talk to her for 2 weeks. I just didn't text her. I felt like I was the only one making moves to do stuff and didn't hear from her. So I had said to her the last time before we spoke for the pizza party, I thought she was ghosting me because it was 4 days and she didn't respond to a text message. And then she responded out of the blue. And she had said to me, I said, oh, geez, I thought you ghosted me. I thought you were gone. She goes, why? Because I didn't respond for a day? I said, well, it's been almost 4 days. But whatevs. And after the pizza party, I just bailed. I was like, all right, I don't think this is going to work. So she sends me a text message. So what, are we ghosting each other now? And she says, I really liked you. I was having a good time. What happened? It just wasn't a spark? So I said, what the hey? I said, well, I didn't get the vibe you were into me at all.
What the
heck? Yeah.
What the heck do you mean by that?
I felt like I was the only one trying to make plans and stuff with you. And guess what she said back?
What'd she say?
Nothing. It's been 4 days now.
Oh, my gosh.
And she didn't respond to my response.
There's two ways to go about this. You want Dr. Zach's...
Sure.
Love lifeline?
Okay.
Make that a thing on here?
Absolutely.
Dr. Zach's love advice. Oh, yeah. No, but there's two ways to handle this, because actually, we talked about this, and I told you this already. But I think she either just wanted to get the last word in, that's why she's not responding to you.
That seems to be consensus, yeah.
That's why she's not responding to you. Or she just really is, like, a psycho and not good. Some people really aren't good at texting. Like, and not good at communication. She's maybe, like, you said she didn't talk to you while she was there. She's just not good at communication, the way she doesn't respond to you. She might not just be good at communication.
I just don't see that being a possibility. And maybe it's
because
I'm too
close
to the situation.
Yeah, and well, that's also because you have no pride in yourself, which is also a good thing.
That's totally untrue. I've got a lot of pride in
myself. You're not, like, egotistical to be, like, think on the good side of a... And nobody ever thinks on the good side of, like, a breakup or, like, not talking anymore. They're not like, oh, that person's really busy. It's always like, oh, they're definitely banging somebody else, for sure.
Right.
They're definitely just, banging it out.
Well, it wasn't long enough for me to be upset about anything. I couldn't be...
I mean, what? You guys stopped talking like 4 weeks ago and you're still talking.
Well,
still
no.
Bringing it up.
Two weeks ago. I got a text a few days ago.
Yeah, no, but you've been bringing it up to me.
I brought it up to talk about it on here.
You talk about it a lot, though. Like, off the podcast, to me.
No. I told you about it once.
He's in love with this woman, folks.
Oh, my God. You're trying to throw me under a bus here. That's definitely not true. Am I insane? Call in 813-693-2124. That's the HMB radio line. I met a young lady out a few weeks ago.
Oh,
and she seemed like super into me. It was almost like, all right.
Hubba.
It was like, all right, take it easy a little bit. It was almost like, relax. But she was also very drunk. And she asked me to text her. At some point, after she finally went home, I said, sure. I said, will you remember me? And she said, yes. I said, okay, I'll shoot you a text. So I did.
New phone, who this?
Responded to one of my texts and then went silent after that. And I followed the 3-strike rule, which I don't know if you're familiar with.
No,
but basically, 3 messages with no response, that's it. You're done. You're out.
I would say even two. I'd go two. I think three is a little. Three, you're pushing to where she's showing her friends, like, this guy's kind of weird, right?
I don't know. Three seems, like, reasonable. I feel like
I
even girls
was,
know the three strikes
rule. I think two is reasonable, and that's when you guys should cut it out. Enough is enough.
Yeah.
Two. If you send one, she doesn't respond, you got to be patient, too. Because, like I said, some people are bad at communication.
No, that's nonsense. Not people who are 30
and under. Some people have Android phones. Some people have green bubbles.
Yeah. Everybody's got their phone on them all the time. So,
what the heck?
What do you mean? You just said that to say it.
I just needed to just get that
out. You had to get it out, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody's got their phones on them now all the time. Look, you're looking at your phone right now during a podcast.
I'm checking the score. It's March Madness right now.
Oh, March Madness. Who do you got winning the bracket?
I didn't fill one out this year. I haven't really been watching enough college basketball to know what's going on. I've just seen Duke lose a couple. I'm a Duke fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like Duke.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were a UConn fan.
I mean, I am, obviously, because I'm from Connecticut. They're not even in the tournament this year. They didn't make it, yeah.
Aren't they in every
year? They have a lot of young guys. They have a lot of, like, freshmen and stuff.
I thought they were always
in. It's a rebuilding year.
I see. Is this the first year that they haven't been in quite a long time?
No, I think a couple years ago they were in the NIT.
Oh, boy.
But they always do this. They always have, like, they're like the Red Sox. They have, like, a bad season, and then, like, the next season, they
bounce back.
Yeah. They don't like go like some of these schools. They go MIA for like years. UConn like has one bad season. They're like, okay, we're gonna readjust, and
mm-hmm.
then next season they're back on top.
Yeah,
but I'm a Duke fan. I always root for Gonzaga for some reason. I don't know why. I love
they're California,
Mark Few,
right?
Mark Few, the coach. Yeah, he's the best. I used to root for Louisville all the time because I love Rick Pitino, the coach there.
Didn't he get? Is he in jail?
Not in jail, but they basically told him even though he won, he didn't win. They're like revoked his national title
because
of recruiting things with a lot of things to do with money.
Yeah.
Throwing at recruits, strippers, throwing at recruits. These kids are like 17 years old.
Oh, big deal. It's all a booby.
I mean, you can't if you're not gonna pay the kids, you gotta pay them in something. These are the reason the NCAA is a $1 billion industry.
I keep going back and forth on whether I think college athletes should.
I don't think they should get paid.
I think they should get a stipend or something, though. Something where they can get food and maybe have a little bit of spending cash, go to the movies or something if they want to.
I don't know, because then you're going to start getting things, kids like being like full scholarships for like engineering and stuff. Like, where's my money? Like, I do, you know, just as.
Yeah, but you're not an athlete. You're providing a service to the school that's making them billions.
Yeah, but I mean, to do what? But like, that's the whole thing with like some of these kids. Some of these kids don't need money. And I don't understand because they do get money. Like, I know.
Yeah,
first
everybody
hand,
knows.
I've been friends with enough people who play Division I sports.
Right.
Even to, like, lower tier, up to higher tier. Yeah. Like, seeing these guys, like, at parties. Like, they're not broke.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not. Like, Shabazz Napier from UConn made some thing saying, like, there's some nights I go to bed hungry.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
No. There's literally human beings at schools like UConn and stuff who are so infatuated with these guys who play sports, like women and
mm-hmm.
even men who will literally just take them out and buy them, like students, fellow students.
Mm-hmm.
Just be like, yeah, like, you think like these guys are paying for drinks at the bar? Like,
right,
you think these guys
right.
are paying for meals? Some of them are just idiots. Like, remember a couple of years ago, like, some of them got caught stealing computers from the computer lab to
sell. Yeah, Cam
Don't
Newton
be an
got
idiot.
Trouble for that.
Yeah.
Carolina Panthers quarterback.
No,
yeah.
What's his name? Stole, Jameis Winston stole crab legs.
Crab legs, yeah. And you know what happened with that, too, right? The guy at the counter
just told
said,
him to have him.
Dude, don't worry about it. Just go. And then he got busted. The guy didn't want to lose his job, so he just let him take the fall, probably.
Yeah. Well, now Jameis is making millions, and that guy's still probably at Publix making $9 an hour. So. who ended up winning in the end? You know, Jameis took a little hit. But.
Definitely Jameis. Although Jameis has his own issues going on right now. He had the allegations before the draft, and now he supposedly grabbed
that totally affected
Uber drivers.
That definitely affected his
draft
stock. Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't care. You could kill somebody, literally, Ray Lewis. And still be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I mean, it still doesn't.
O.J. Simpson.
It still
actually
doesn't.
It has affected O.J. Simpson, but he's another one.
Did you watch the O.J. Simpson confession?
Oh my gosh. Did he do it? Can we just find... Like, I literally... I hope to God that... I don't wish death upon anybody, but I wish right before he dies, he literally says... Didn't do it, I hope he says, it was me, just to shake things up.
just to keep everybody on their toes.
Even if he really had just did not do it, which, like, even, like...
Well, I heard a theory that they were talking about... He was talking about this guy named Charlie that he suspects did the murders. Charlie is a guy he had just met and told him that, I guess, Ron Goldman was with Nicole or something at this point and went over to the place. The suspicion is, I don't really think this, but that's his alter ego. So maybe he believes that he didn't do it, but this
Charlie did it.
Now
it's just getting weird. Yeah. But, I don't know, I think one of my theories is, like, he was... I didn't realize how big he was until I had to do...
Huge. Research. Actor.
Act, like, Paul charisma. Famer.
Yeah.
Like, people loved this guy. Like, this guy was, like... I honestly think there's a thing of having too much influence, and then the higher powers to be, the people who were, like, no, this is not gonna happen. Can't really let this guy... This guy can change the world if he wanted to. We're not having this. And then they just... Something awful happens to this person. Kurt Cobain blows his brain. Like, he's suicidal. Oh, yeah? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tupac, Biggie, these guys get shot. We still don't know who even shot them. Like, that's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. That's amazing, too, that...
I honestly think there's a theory I have with too much influence, and then people are like, we gotta take this guy down a lot.
Tupac is, like, canonized, right? He's a major figure even today. He's up there with Kurt Cobain.
Tupac is more known, like, Tupac's like a prolific rapper and stuff, but like Biggie was like really like a rap great, like a rap god.
Right. But Tupac was like
the first guy to be like in movies and while rapping, while doing all this stuff.
Wasn't Tupac a convicted rapist?
Not that I know.
I'm pretty sure he went to prison for rape. He raped some woman.
He got a backup dancer, so I don't know.
Well, what does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying.
How
much upper body strength does a backup dancer have?
Yeah, he was kind of a tiny little guy there. Yeah. 813-693-2124 is the...
Do you guys think my Siri's right?
Text line. Do you think Zach's a local idiot? Call him and let me know. This is the Homemade Broadcast.
You're going to have 34 voicemails, just people saying yes.
Zach Townsend, comedian, writer for The Hard Times, stepping in for Vanessa Rao this week.
Some big shoes to fill.
Some big old shoesies. Yeah. Thanks for coming in, man. I appreciate it on short notice. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Are you wrapping up?
Yeah, I guess we could wrap up. Now, I actually got to go. I'm producing Creative Loafing's podcast now.
Oh, so, body freaking dog.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, shut up.
Do you know what Creative Loafing is?
It's a bread company, right?
It's a what?
It's a bread company, right?
Bread company, no, it's not.
Creative Loafing?
Yeah.
Come on, folks.
Is he right or is he right? No, if you live in Tampa, you know Creative Loafing. So I'm going to go record their podcast now.
For free.
For free, pretty much, yeah. Well, no, not really. They're paying me. But, still,
I'll be making more than I made off this thing. What the hey?
Yeah, well, hopefully one day, if I'll be able to pay you something, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, seriously.
But I imagine how many beers I've bought you year.
That's neither here nor there.
I'm going to guesstimate from 2017 at least $500 on buying you beer.
What the heck?
Yes. Yes.
I was going to say like $650.
Yeah, it adds up quite a bit.
Well, you know what, buddy?
There's so many times.
When I'm rich and famous.
What do you mean? You got to do stuff.
I am doing stuff.
You have to do stuff to give it.
Who do you guys think is going to be rich and famous first? Will Koontz or the great Zach Townsend?
813-693-2124.
Seriously, let us know. This is the only one that you guys should be answering.
Definitely me, 100%.
No. No chance. You're already washed up. You're old.
I'm a young, spry man right now.
Fat idiot. That's who you are.
Definitely you've cost me quite a bit in 2017.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Don't listen to this.
Wow. What happens is...
This guy's a fibber.
Let me tell you what you do. I got it down to a science now. I know it's coming every time. And I'll allow you to do it. But it's not... Just so you know... You're not pulling a fast one on me, okay?
I don't know what the heck you're talking about.
I'll get a call from Zach and it'll say, hey, do you want to go get, like, a beer? But I, or just, like, a few beers. I don't want to get drunk and, you know, I'm kind of broke right now, whatever. And I'll be like, all right. And then he'll go, this is his move. We'll get to the bar and he'll go, you get my first one, I'll get the next one. And then it's all downhill from there. I know what's coming, and then I'm just like, all right. And then we end up getting hammered, and it's $80 tab that I get because we can both put them away, if you know what I mean.
That we can, folks.
Yeah, but just so you know, you're not pulling a fast one on me, okay?
All right, well, you know what? What I'm going to do to you after this podcast, for you trying to shout me out in here, will make that Danry Vasquez video look like pish posh.
Yeah, bring it on, bub.
Oh, get over here.
All right, Zach Townsend. Zach Townsend, you can follow me on Twitter at Smack Townsend. You can follow me at @home_made_man. Zach, anything else you want to plug?
You know what, guys? Just be nice to each other.
Boy, do I feel like a horse's patoot. That was, sorry about the audio on that one. I thought I had my mics hooked up. That recorded with the external mic on the iPad. Actually, it didn't sound that bad, though. I got to be honest with you. It's pretty good. Apologies. Zach Townsend, thanks a lot for coming in again. Smack Townsend. I'm @home_made_man on Instagram and Twitter. Radio St. Pete. Radio STPETE. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next. Indie Circuit after that. If you're listening on podcast, hey, thanks a pant load. Make sure you share it with your friends. HMB Radio Tampa Bay. Easy as that. Look it up. iTunes, Stitcher. My name is Will Koontz. This is the Homemade Broadcast. This has been HMB Radio on RadioSt.Pete.com. Have a fantastic week. I'll get back with you next time. Adios.